is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Site allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions and things like that to the site. You can go to freetalklive.com, get a free account if you don't already have one, and submit anything you find on the internet that you think our listeners would enjoy. They can then vote up or vote down on every one of the submissions for the day, and each the most popular stories will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning it's more likely we'll talk about them on the air. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, Kurt is, I think, still with us in Ohio. The first hour of the show, we had a bunch of Ohio calls because I guess there's been some controversy there within the Libertarian Party, a movement that I at one time was a part of, not specifically in Ohio, but down when I was living in Florida. And I became more and more disillusioned with the party and politics in general for a number of reasons, but mainly because they were falling away from the principles of non-aggression. They, at a national level at the very least, were not adhering to those principles, and it was very disturbing to me because I didn't want to tell anybody that I was a libertarian anymore. I was starting to stray from the word because I didn't want to be associated with people that didn't understand what liberty was. Now, Kurt, you're on the line with us from Ohio. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm
you're running a political campaign, and I guess the powers that be within the Libertarian Party have decided they don't like you very much, and they're going to attack you, and there's been some threats recently coming down from them and some nasty things said, and it seems like it'd be a real turnoff, but yet you're still inclined to try to win this thing.
Well, yes, and before we got off the air, you talk about, you know, can you win? I know I can win. I'm not in this to come in second or third. And everyone that knows me, I know Corey's probably laughing right now hearing me, but I'm I'm so driven that I will bash my head into a wall to get through it. And that's why I got into this race, because, you know, right now it's a race. We have 50 odd candidates in Ohio trying to get into the state house, and whoever does it makes history. And I know I'm going to be that guy to make that history, but it really, one thing is we formed our own county party here in Summit County, summitlp.org. I encourage anyone that can hear my voice, check out our website, help us out, because we're an independent functioning county party. We have balls. And we're not afraid to use them. And that's the thing. That's why I wanted to organize this. That's why I got involved in the Libertarian Party in the first place. A lot of what turns you off really motivates me. I get motivated by all of this stuff that these guys try to do to me or people say something about me, because all it does is keep me focused on my goal, which is victory, and we will achieve it. And I'd just like to put my website out there.
If you don't, just I'm curious, what is your plan if you don't?
I will be running for mayor of Akron in 2011. I will be running probably for state senate in 2012.
Well, you're certainly ambitious, Kurt, and I wish you the best of luck with your campaign. Do you have a website you want to plug for your campaign?
Yeah, listinforliberty.org.
What was it? Listin?
Check it out. Listin, L-I-S-T-O-N.
Okay.
For F-O-R, liberty.org. We need money badly.
They always do.
We don't usually let political candidates come on and plug their website. And I want you to understand just how how impassioned you sound and why it is that we did it. But once you've bashed your head against the wall enough times, I want you to take into consideration, because guys like you are there's very few of them out there, ones that are really willing to get some things done. I want you to take a look at the Free State Project. Once you've bashed your head against the wall enough times, look at freestateproject.org and see what you think about the idea of moving 20,000 people who are impassioned as you are about liberty to one state, and to see whether that can make a difference.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a big supporter of the Free State Project. I would be up there right now if I could, you know, maybe once my wife leaves me, because I've been trying to fight for liberty so much, I'll be up there. I think it's a great idea. I wholeheartedly support it, but thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I hope to be, back in on the show as much as possible. You guys are doing a service for humanity,
Let us know how it works out for your campaign, and we'll see how you feel after it's all over and done with. If you still want to bash your head against the wall.
This is the thing I always tell everybody. I want to quit on every third day. So today you got me on day one.
Good.
So every third day, I get worn down. But you know, we got to do this. We got to do this fight. And
it's a real wear down. It's a real wear down after you get 3% after you've done it twice and you've gotten 3%.
Well, he's knocking on doors and you don't see that heck of a lot. I think he can probably.
We're out there, but we need the help. We need some financial help. We're not asking for $10,000 here. You know, $5, $10, that'd be great. But I'm out there. And I'm serious, and they're getting scared, and they need to be scared. And,
good luck,
you know, I got
thanks
right
for the call.
Thanks
for
guys.
The thoughts. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I used to have fire about the Libertarian Party. I used to be all hyped up and excited and did a lot of stuff for them. I mean, he said he's been at it for 2 years. I did it for a good five before I really kind of bailed out. And everybody's got their threshold. Everybody's got their level at which they say, all right, I've had about enough. And hopefully, I hope you're right, Mark. I hope he withdraws his head from the bashing, his fleshy, soft head, from bashing against the spiked, armored wall of the political process, and realizes that it's not going to go anywhere. But maybe he'll prove us wrong, Mark. Maybe he will be, you know, the first libertarian elected to state house, right?
Yep.
To state house there in Ohio, and we will eat our shoes. 1-800-259-9231, or so to speak. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything as we go to Dave, listening in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, yo, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Hey, for this computer user that never was a computer user, I'm a guy that can't use it. I got a headache trying to get on to the chat tonight.
Oh, no. What's the problem?
I get on to that one chat, and it won't print out the old one. It won't print out, but now it does, it seems. It took a long time.
Oh, so you got it. You got it. It's working.
Yeah, so I finally figured it out. But
yeah, we did put a link there.
It's a big curve, man.
Well, I did mention last hour that we've got a new chat client that's on our website at cam.freetalklive.com. It's a little bit different. There's some things that I don't like about it in comparison to the old one, but I do like that it's not as resource intensive, and that's good. But I put a link there in the little help section to our old client. So if
you really like
the old one, you could still use it.
I did that, but it won't let me change my name. It messes me all up, and then I can't get
name on
the other one.
On the air,
then
Dave. We can't do tech support on the air. What else was on your mind tonight?
I think that just because it's funny that Israel and America, they say they're anti-Nazi, you know. They're anti-Nazi, but they use that excuse to act like Nazis, you know?
Hmm.
It's crazy, I think.
Dave, thanks for being out there. I appreciate hearing from you, as always. And I tend to agree that there's some crazy people out there. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. So just a little bit more about burning out. After you realize that the political process is very impenetrable, especially as a third party, that's a big bummer. Like when that finally sinks home, like, oh my God, we've spent thousands of dollars, we've spent hours and hours and hours working on this, you know, getting these candidates elected, and not even a scratch against the system. Nothing has happened that is increasing the amount of freedom.
Yeah, you know, I was never a big Libertarian Party guy. To me, the idea of political party was to win at one point, and after the Michael Badnarik race in 2006, you know, the one where he was in Texas, he was running against, I don't think there was a Republican in the race, and the Democrat was an incumbent. Am I right on this one, Ian? You're going to have to help me out.
Okay,
2006, Michael Badnarik in Texas, where he was running as a Libertarian against the...
Crap, I don't remember much.
You don't remember the presidential race in 2004,
I see what
but 2006 he was running, and he had, like, billboards up, and it was a big race.
It was a big deal, yeah.
And, he just...
I don't remember how bad he lost, though.
It really wasn't that close. And does it really matter whether you get 10%, 5%, 2%?
I don't know. I think what matters is reaching out to people and getting them the ideas of liberty, and I think that a good principled campaign can do that. So I think there's some value in that. But just, like I say, bashing my head up against the wall, I got tired of it after a while. And I figured I'd move here to New Hampshire and join up with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, and that has been a great choice. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of this program. You'll see them, and if you're a lady listener, you can become a Shriner at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. The School Sucks podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation, because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to a real education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, and we go to Charles, listening in Ohio to WAIS in Athens. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, just wanted to discuss some liberating music, God vs. Satan, in Athens, Ohio tonight at the Union, if any listeners out there are wanting a liberation of the soul.
Are you plugging an event?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, we do have, this is an international talk radio program. And
syndicated on 79 radio stations across America.
Probably not likely that that's going to be found as relevant to the supermajority of our listeners. But what is this event, though? Tell me a little bit more about it.
It's ACRN Lobster Fest. They're just hosting an event, and they're just promoting good music out there in Southern
Ohio.
What's
the God versus Satan thing? That's what I don't understand. What's that all about?
It's our band that we're playing. I'm just doing like kind of promotion for it.
Oh, I see. That's the name of your band. It's not like it's some kind of religious festival or something.
No.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, you certainly got our hackles up.
It's freestyle psychedelic noise music, so if anybody wants to go,
freestyle psychedelic noise
music. Effort many bands to sort of distinguish themselves and try to come up with new names for what it is that they do and describe what it is that they do it bewilders me. I have no idea what freestyle psychedelic noise music could possibly mean.
What we do is we use anything we can, tin cans, toys, whatever, mess with them, circuit bend them, whatever, and kind of just mess with instruments and reverb pedals, all that stuff. And
So it's very freestyle, meaning
like we press record, we don't know what's going to happen, and we just do it.
So it's very experimental.
If you guys ever want to check it out, it's, just Google God versus Satan straight out. The first thing that pops up, that's it.
That's pretty awesome that your band would pop up on such a Google search. And I thank you for the call tonight. Good luck out there at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. All right, Afghanistan. Let's change venues, Mark, and go over there and find out what's going on. Last time we heard a story out of, well, I think it was Afghanistan, was where the U.S. military raided what they thought was some sort of a terrorist operation, and it turned out it was a boys' school, like a boarding school, one of those boys-only schools, and they shot them up and killed some young men.
And their teachers, I guess it was 11 people.
So that would have been pretty upsetting, but it's not the only upsetting thing that's going on over there, and I'm sure we're only scratching the surface. What else?
This one's from Democracy Now. Afghans protest deadly nighttime raid. If the Americans do this again, we are ready to shed our blood to fight them. These aren't Talibanis. These are regular old Afghans in the Pashtun territory that they're trying to live their lives, okay? The ones that we're supposed to be over there to protect, we are supposed to be over there to protect, as if you can protect people by, putting soldiers in their midst and, shooting rounds off of them. Mourners continued to gather on Saturday.
Wait, before you go on, that initial statement is a pretty forgiving statement, don't you think?
What's that?
I mean,
they're ready to, we're willing to forgive this incident of this mistake.
You slaughtered us, and
we read one of these 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
How many of these are going to occur? The fact is, when you send soldiers in, and I'm not saying these soldiers are bad guys, but they're not cops, okay? You can't operate in a foreign territory like police officers and only shoot good guys. There's always going to be collateral damage. And collateral damage may seem like an acceptable amount to you and me sitting over here in, nice plush America with our, three meals a day and the air conditioner blowing and the color television and the internet and all that good stuff that we have. But when that collateral damage is your mom lying there dead in the dirt, or the blood, her lifeblood seeping out into your hands, her face slack in death, when that is what the collateral damage is, suddenly collateral damage takes on a whole new meaning. Try to imagine everybody stop down for a second and forget the idea of collateral damage and imagine your mom lying, dying in your arms because some American soldier made a mistake.
Yeah.
Just some 20-year-old with an automatic rifle, some 24-year-old.
It wasn't a mistake. Maybe it was on purpose. Maybe he's a sadist.
It could be, but it seems more likely to me that you send these guys in there, look for the enemy, fellas. We know what the enemy looks like. They look like Afghanis. How do you know when you're a soldier? These people aren't wearing uniforms. This isn't World War II when you go after the guy with the swastika on his arm. This is an entirely different operation, and it you can't win it. There's nothing to win, by the way. The State Department envoy, Barack Obama's State Department envoy, basically stated that the only thing to win in Afghanistan is Barack Obama's honor. And if Barack Obama wants to fight in Afghanistan, please.
Give him a knife.
Send him out there and let him fight somebody.
All right. So what happened?
Mourners continued to gather on Saturday in the small farming village of Kashkaghi in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, apparently it wasn't in Pashtun, where an early Friday morning raid by U.S. and Afghan special forces left eight people dead. The military issued a statement saying their forces came under attack, and in the firefight, a Taliban subcommander and seven militants were killed. So eight people died. It was a Taliban subcommander and seven militants.
According to the military.
Sure. What's a militant look like? That dead person on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's a militant. You know, the quote, I can't remember whether it was Wayne or one of our co-hosts said, and it's great. It was I can't remember the movie, whether it was Platoon or whatever, but how do you know what a VC looks like? They're the ones that are running. How do you know what are the standing ones? They're courageous VC, VC Viet Cong, the enemy.
Yeah.
What's the enemy look like? How do you know if they're not wearing uniforms? How does anyone know? Residents here tell a different story. Independent journalist Rick Rowley of the Big Noise Films was at the scene and filmed this report here. But these people are, they're in bad shape, and they're sad that their families have been slaughtered, and it's sick stuff.
And this is how it happens, right? I mean, they people get their family members killed, and then all of a sudden, the other things in their life aren't so important anymore. You know, their loved ones are dead, so how important is it to show up to work the next day? No, maybe they'll spend their day building bombs instead. How about rather than go to work or go to the bazaar or the marketplace and ply their wares or whatever it is that they do for a living, is what they did for a living, why bother? I mean, your family was just exterminated. What else do you have to live for at that point? I mean, the idea that these folks are even saying, well, if you do this again, we're going to shed our blood. That's a pretty forgiving statement, and it really goes to show that these are not monsters and they are not terrible people.
Yeah, and here's from the transcript. It says, we woke up, we heard them open fire. They shot three people in the guest house. We thought thieves had come in from the desert. One of my brothers-in-law went up on the roof to see who was there. As he climbed the stairs, the American shot him. He died instantly. The second boy was his son. They hit him with a grenade. He survived until 5 in the morning. He was 16 years old. Blood and death from wounds in his leg.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video showing they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Also enjoy our listening options, archives, and more. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but for whatever reason you can't be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. It's cdevolution.org.
All right. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. As we continue, world's oldest marijuana stash. According to Discovery News, nearly 2 pounds of still green plant material found in a 2,700-year-old grave in the Gobi Desert has just been identified as the world's oldest marijuana stash, according to a paper in the latest issue of the Journal of Experimental Botany.
You think they arrested the scientists that found it?
That's a good question. I don't know. A barrage of tests proves the marijuana possessed potent psychoactive properties and casts doubt on the theory that ancients only grew the plant for hemp in order to make clothing, rope, and other objects. Apparently, they were getting high, too. Lead author Ethan Russo told Discovery News that marijuana is quite similar, that the marijuana is quite similar to what is grown today. He explained that we know from both the chemical analysis and genetics it could produce THC. He explained, adding that no one could feel its effects today due to decomposition over the millennia. Russo served as a visiting professor for the Chinese Academy of Sciences Institute of Botany. While conducting the study, he and his international team analyzed the cannabis, which was excavated at the Yanghai Tombs near Turpan, China. It was found lightly pounded in a wooden bowl in a leather basket near the head of a blue-eyed Caucasian man who died when he was about 45. This individual was buried with an unusual number of high-value rare items, mentioning that objects included a makeup bag, bridles, pots, archery equipment, and a Congao harp. The researchers believe the individual was a shaman from the Gushi people who spoke a now extinct language called Tokurian that was similar to Celtic. Scientists originally thought the plant material...
To Celtic?
Apparently.
In the Gobi Desert?
They thought the plant material in the grave was coriander, but microscopic botanical analysis of the contents along with genetic testing revealed it was cannabis. The size of seeds mixed in with the leaves and others, along with their color along with and other characteristics, indicate the marijuana came from a cultivated strain. Before the burial, someone had carefully picked out all of the male plant parts, which are less psychoactive. So Russo and his team believe there is little doubt as to why the cannabis was grown. So they're pointing out there that this guy didn't have hemp with him. He had buds of the female marijuana plant buried with him. And what is in question, according to the story, is how the marijuana was administered, since no pipes or other objects associated with smoking were found in the grave. Perhaps it was ingested orally, said Russo. It might also have been fumigated, as the Scythian tribes to the north did so did subsequently.
What does fumigated mean?
I don't know. Maybe they looked that one up. Fumigate is normally something I hear when I when someone's talking about pest control. So that's a good question. Check that one out for me.
I will do that.
Although other cultures in the area used hemp to make various goods as early as 7,000 years ago, additional tomb finds indicate the Gushi fabricated their clothing from wool and made their rope out of reed fibers. The scientists are unsure if the marijuana was grown for more spiritual or medical purposes, but it's evident that the blue-eyed man was buried with a lot of it. According to Russo, as with other grave goods, it was traditional to place items needed for the afterlife in the tomb with the departed. So this is marijuana was so important that he knew he'd need some later on. After he died, he wanted to have his pot. And the ancient marijuana stash is now housed at the Turpan Museum in China. In the future, he hopes to conduct further research, further research at the site, which has over 2,000 other tombs.
It could be, best I can come up with, fumigation is, you know, that's what they do to, you know, fumigate houses. And maybe maybe what they did was burn a lot in a room, and then you just kind of
breathed it
in that manner.
Yeah, that's a possibility. What do they call it? Hotboxing, as they the kids would call
no,
it.
No, I think hotboxing is when you you draw too quickly on a cigarette and it gets the cherry gets too long.
That's for a cigarette smoker, but for a pot smoker, a hotbox is when you were to, for instance, sit in a car with your friends with the windows rolled up and smoke a joint or something.
I've heard that called contact highs.
Well, everybody's usually
contact
smoking.
Buzz.
They're usually smoking, but the smoke is trapped in the car, so it's called a hot box.
Okay.
Or a room, a small room, like a bathroom or something like that. And so there you go. A little bit of interesting news, I think, to show that even as long as 2,700 years ago, people in various cultures around the world were engaging in the consumption of cannabis for either medicinal or recreational purposes, because they know that this is the female part of the plant. This is the part that people get busted for and put in jail cells for smoking today.
Because God loves you, and that's why he made weed.
So there you have it. I just thought that was an interesting story, just to kind of show that this is not a new phenomenon of human beings.
I love the idea that the weed is very similar in potency to what we have today. But the weed that we smoked in the 60s was nothing like the marijuana they're smoking. These kids are getting a hold of today. It's like super weed.
Mm, no, that's what they claim.
Yeah, it's bull crap.
How could the weed get that much better over the years, right? Weed has been around for a long time, and while it's true that they have ways of growing it today that may contribute to some increased...
Is orange juice that much sweeter than it was when I was a kid? I don't think it is.
And it's not to say that they couldn't grow it in very specific ways back then either. And it sounded like this guy had some good weed with him, from what they were saying.
As good as people are at growing things now, our forefathers were better at growing stuff then.
They spent more time on it.
It was their lifeblood.
Yeah. So just, you know, there you go. A little bit of evidence that smoking cannabis is not a new phenomenon in any way, shape, or form. In fact, it is very likely that he was using it for recreational purposes, even animals. I mean, that's why they said, well, there was no pipe. Well, maybe there were pipes, but he didn't find that important enough to bury with him. It was certainly possible that they were using pipes back then, but also
they could have been eating it.
Animals have been known to eat cannabis in the forest, and so people have seen deers come up next to a marijuana plant and eat on just eat the buds, nibble the buds off of it, and there's a reason for that. You know? because the human animal as well as other animals have appreciations for the idea of altering one's state of consciousness. And it's a goal to some extent for recreational purposes. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I know we had a guy call in last night who believed that there was something inherently wrong with it.
Yeah, I wish we would have handled him differently. I really, you know, every once in a while you take one home with you. And I took that guy home with me. And I really
wish... Kept you up late at night or something?
Yeah. Well, I thought about him. I don't know, like, kept me up. Not much does. I swear to God, nature be really works as far as giving you a good night's sleep. But, you know, this guy... He said something about, well, what are we teaching the children by legalizing, you know, making it legal for young people to drink alcohol? What would we be showing the children? Maybe what we'd be showing the children, sir, is that it's not okay to use, you know, force and violence and coercion on somebody that you disagree with. Wouldn't that be a great thing to show your child, that it's not okay to go kick somebody in the knee, in the shin, in order to get them to do what you want? Isn't that what Jesus wanted?
Sounds good to me. I don't think we were I don't think we were mean to that guy.
I don't know that we were mean. I feel that there was a better opportunity, and I don't think we got it.
All right. The toll-free number here is your opportunity to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up absolutely anything at 800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark, you've got an email you want to share. What is the focus of this?
It's basically a listener's adventure with dealing with some bureaucrats. A friend of his managed to get himself arrested over some silly stuff, and just you know, the incompetence that surrounds government bureaucracies and the lack of responsibility that the people that have that, you know, that maintain that level of incompetence have.
We will get to that story here, but your calls come first. So to the phones next, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. And this is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You want to support the show, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things you can do. Most of them are free or very low cost, things like printing out flyers or calling your local radio station, all listed for you at promote.freetalklive.com, plus a whole bunch of banners. If you haven't seen those yet and you're still using one of our old banners on your website, go grab one of the fresh ones. There's a whole bunch of new banners there at promote.freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll get to Mark's email shortly, but first we go to Sam in Illinois. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Sam, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I like what you guys do, and I heard you talking a little bit about Afghanistan, and just a couple things I just want to say about that. You know, did anyone see the Geraldo thing where he was talking about he was interviewing the troops and they were guarding the opium plants? Did anybody see that?
I have heard that the troops are guarding the opium plants, and they're overlooking the opium.
Overlooking, plant. Yeah, give me a break. Right.
I've heard that term, too.
Yes. And that when the Taliban was in charge, the opium production was almost completely eliminated. And now that they're not in charge anymore, the opium production is up to 80-90%.
Yeah, I've heard that stuff.
So have I. So I really think that it's really about the drugs. It's about the opium. Maybe probably that's first, and maybe then it's about the oil pipeline. I think you know, imagine, it's such a sin, it's such a travesty, all the innocent people that are getting killed over there.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Imagine if we had foreign troops in our country. Imagine that. And they were coming in, kicking our doors in, fighting us, and trying to enforce their will upon us. What would you do? What would I do?
I think that question you're asking is such a good question. I think it's a great thought experiment, but it doesn't seem to really faze the people that that are in support of the war. I've never really... maybe some people could be gotten to think about it a little bit more carefully by asking that question, but sometimes it just seems to bounce right off of them.
Yeah, I think that they don't want to look at what it's like to walk a mile in another guy's moccasins.
Well,
like,
it couldn't happen here.
They don't want it to happen here, so they believe that fighting the wars over there prevent it from happening here. And there's something to be said for that. There's something to be said for that. I think it makes some people want to attack this nation. But I think it makes other people want to go where the action is. Other, you know, militants want to go where the action is to fight off, you know, the bad military guys.
The bad guys, right. And, well, I think we have a nation of sheep in this country, and everybody's been brainwashed to think that Al-Qaeda really was responsible for events like 9/11. When if you're a free thinker and want to do your own research, it's very easy to see that that's just a myth. They have really probably had very little to do with what actually really happened. And that,
I don't know what really happened, and I don't presume to know.
I mean, Al-Qaeda has claimed credit for what happened.
Al-Qaeda is
bin Laden or whatever.
But it was a lot deeper than what we were all led to believe.
Certainly Al-Qaeda is a creation of the CIA. There's simply denying that.
Yes, Well, there's no denying it, right? There's no denying that, of course.
So, Sam, what else did you want to share tonight?
Oh, that was just basically it.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, somebody sent you an email, and you wanted to share that tonight.
Yep. So he says, I'd like to share my recent dealings with the Bay County Sheriff's Office in Panama City, Florida. And,
oh, boy.
You know, this is, to somebody from Florida, this sort of shows up as rednecks on parade to me, but I'm sure not all of them are. That's just the way it seems.
Panhandle of Florida.
Yeah. It all started around 11:30 p.m. last Thursday night. I got a phone call from a friend in New York stating her boyfriend was arrested in Panama City while coming home from a business trip. My friend couldn't give me too many details, but she thought the charges were possession of marijuana and possession of narcotics.
Hmm.
She stated that she gave him a Xanax so that I thought he got tagged for having controlled substance without a proper prescription bottle.
Oof, it's a felony.
Yeah, I recently learned on the show that if you take your prescription medicine out of the original container and place it in another one, then you can be arrested for that. I live in Tampa, and it's a six-hour drive to Panama City, but since I'm not currently out of work, I figured, what the heck, I'll take a nice long drive. By 12:15 a.m., I was on the road with all the money I could gather together so that I could bail him out. I never bailed anyone out before, so I figured I'd just show up at the jail and see if I had enough money to bail him out. Otherwise, I'd have to find a bondsman to do that. So arriving at 5 a.m. would have allowed me enough time to get all that all together, get him out as soon as possible so that he could fly home and be with his family.
Wasn't 5 a.m.?
Yeah, well, he was taking driving all night.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and with his family on the holiday weekend. So I thought, this is Memorial Day, this is last week. So I got there at 5 a.m. I had to cross the time zone, so it was really 6 a.m. to me. The lady behind the information counter says that they do indeed have him there, and I asked what the bail was. She said bail wasn't set yet, and he was to see the judge on the list to see him at noon, and he's got to wait for the other 35 people to talk to the judge so that they can bring them all back, and he should be ready for release at about 2 p.m. Great. Now I have 8 hours to kill to find out about bail. Oh, well, I'll just cruise around Panama City and check it out the sights for a few hours. While killing time, it dawns on me that maybe I should head to the courthouse and see if I can watch the bail hearing and find out how much it is, and then run back to the jail and so that I can have him bailed out before he even gets back. I found the courthouse and confirmed with the nice armed men at the door that I can in fact watch the hearing and beat him back. Great idea, right? So I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
While sitting there in the parking lot waiting for 2 o'clock to arrive, because this is what time the guard at the courthouse says the judge sees the inmates.
So it was noon earlier, and now it's 2 o'clock.
You see the mismatch information I'm getting from these people?
Typical.
The person at the jail says noon, and the one at the courthouse says 2 p.m.
Yeah, typical.
So I get on the phone. We get a phone call at around 1 p.m. from the girlfriend.
And these are arraignments in the afternoon?
This is bail hearings.
Oh, bail hearings.
From the girlfriend stating that he's done, and she should be getting back, getting out in about an hour. So I race back to the jail and talk to a different lady behind the counter to find the status.
This is at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, from 1 o'clock that
Got
happened,
it.
Yeah. Find the status of my friend and ask, where do I have to go to pay the bail? She says that I don't have to pay. He should be out by 3 p.m.
So personal recognizance?
I'm confused because I'm getting all kinds of different information from this person and that person. And I'm here and I'll stay because I'm according to her, he'll be out soon and I can get him at the airport for his 5:35 flight. So I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1:45 by the time I got back to the jail, and she said he'd be out by 3. They got an air-conditioned waiting room, so I figured I'd just chill out for about an hour. In no time, we'd be at the airport at bar laughing this incident off. I watched the clock on the wall go past 3 p.m. to 3:15, then to 3:30. So I ask about his release, and they say he's not out yet. Thanks, Captain Obvious, but I really want to know when he'll be released. At this point, I'm becoming frustrated, and all that's going on in my mind is how right Mark and Ian are about the absolute lack of respect law enforcement has for the people of this country, and there's no accountability and no motivation to make things streamlined.
Nope. They can't even get their message straight. They can't even they don't there's no
They don't need to.
No.
What difference does it make if they give you bad information?
No, they don't care.
So I'm stewing about all this and I start to take notice of things around me. Things like how many people are behind the disinformation counter. Not an information counter, right?
So he's sitting at the jail at this point.
Yeah, he's sitting in an air-conditioned waiting room, basically. At any point in time, there are 3 employees behind there, and all they're doing is chatting up a storm and dealing with the occasional person and phone call. Not busy by any stretch of the imagination. All the while, these people are chatting to themselves behind the counter. Other employees would come up and up here and there and lean over and rest their arms on the counter and join in the conversation.
Yep.
They were having a grand old time.
Sure.
Since I've been sitting for a while, I decided to go outside and walk around for a bit and notice that there was a helicopter with the engine running and the blades spinning on the grass a short walk from the doors. I love machinery, so I walk closer to take a look and notice it's a sheriff's department helicopter. It's got three things in the bottom, and I assume that one is a regular camera, an infrared one, and a spotlight. While watching the blades go around, I thought to myself, why would someone need to fly a helicopter here? I'm sure it's a waste of taxpayer money to ferry someone around here and have the helicopter keep the engine running while the important person does some important work. The helicopter didn't take off until 2 hours later, and the engine
was
left
running
the whole time. Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah. It's just like the cops that sit out there. Right now in Keene, New Hampshire, where we are broadcasting this show, there's some construction going on, and you know this if you've got construction in your area, because I'm sure it's just common around the country. They did this in Florida, where the cops run their cars all day long. They're not sitting in the cars. They're just they're standing outside doing, you know, with their arms crossed, looking at the construction. And they just run the engines on the cars all day, just burning gasoline. And yet the city people talks about how green it is. You know, yeah. They love to talk about how green they are. Green Keene.
It's ludicrous. It absolutely is.
But a helicopter is even worse. I mean, that's tremendously inefficient.
One thing I've got to say about the cops here in Keene, when I go and ask them questions, you pull up, they'll always answer them for you. When the sheriff's departments in Florida, my experience was essentially, they'd yell at you. They'd yell at you. I mean, it was terrible dealing with them.
Oh, yeah, they're cut above here in Keene, no doubt.
The escapades continue here in Bay County. So
we'll talk about that coming up in Hour 3 here. Helicopter sitting there running for 2 hours.
That's
got to
be cheap, right?
No.
Yeah, that was probably $100 every quarter hour.
It may be more. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.